Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Jonathan, welcome to the show.
It is an honor to be here. Excited to talk to you today. Let's get rocking and rolling.
Well, I don't know how much of an honor it is, but I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say. Jonathan, you are the CEO and founder of Penji. And tell us a little bit about what is Penji.
Well, yeah, so the Penji isn't just me. So I do have co-founders. And the beauty behind working with people, especially talented people, always makes life more engaging and makes life more fun. But Penji is an unlimited graphic design membership, all at one flat monthly rate. And businesses and startups and agencies, creatives can receive unlimited graphic design. Basically means that if you have a logo, if you have a sales sheet, marketing materials, pitch decks, website or apps, or literally over 150 different combinations of graphic design. If you have that need for graphic design, you would then sign up for a company and service like ours, and we would do it for you as much as we possibly can throughout the course of the month. And so that's kind of just the overall gist, the 34,000-foot view of what Penji is.
That's awesome. You have your elevator pitch honed in. That's
trying
good.
To.
What gave you the idea for Penji? What was the spark?
About five years or so, we started an agency. And the agency worked with a lot of like high-end universities and businesses and Fortunes and Inks and, you know, a bunch of small businesses as well. And we were receiving graphic design requests on a daily basis, if not, you know, hourly basis at that point. And we realized that it was extremely difficult to manage all of these requests. And it was also extremely difficult to communicate with the request, because if you've ever talked to a designer, you always have some type of revision that needs to be done. Like, hey, fix this, or you spelled this wrong, or in whatever, I changed this color. And the normal ideology of that would probably relate to some type of like 1,000 email chains, and things get lost because communication is just really hard. So what we wanted to do is we created this tool for ourselves to work. And, you know, that after doing some validation and after interviewing people and seeing if this is something that others would need, we ended up adding a service on top of it. And so what we realized through months and months and even years of just investigation and study and trial and error, we realized that one of the hardest things to do is to find a talented graphic designer that you can trust, that understands your brand and that communicates effectively with you. And that's kind of what we wanted Penji to be. So it started as just like a side project, believe it or not, and it turned into like a full-fledged, incredible business and a fast-growing business at that.
That's awesome. I love businesses that kind of formulated organically, maybe even out of a, you know, you're solving a problem. Those are the best. And that's what it sounds like Penji has become.
You've become more passionate about it, too, because it's a real problem that you're trying to solve, you know?
That's an interesting word that you use there, passion. We like to talk about passion a lot, and you're kind of throwing me in a different direction right out of the gate. And I'm going to ask, that's awesome. I'm going to ask the question, what makes you passionate about this? And is it the problem-solving aspect of it? Or what else makes you passionate? What gets you up every day?
Yeah, I mean, those are all completely different answers. I think I'll answer the first where it says, like, what gets me up. I think what gets me up is solving the problem, but also having a team that has risked their lives in order to rely on, you know, me and my co-founders and things like that in order to do the right thing. And that's a motivating factor for me, because we're a small business. We have 33 to 35 people on our team. So we're not small. And so if we make the wrong decisions, if we make the right decisions, we flourish. And we make the wrong decisions, you know, who knows what could come out of it. And so that aspect of trying to do better for the team and always looking out for them, that's definitely what gets me up every morning, because I have to be the best version of myself. And I have a responsibility to look after the business and always make sure that we're moving the needle forward. So that's definitely the reason why I get up every morning and the motivating factor. But for the motivating factor for the business, I would say it's relevant to just that problem solving as mentioned before, because anytime that you can wake up and you have this desire to fix something, it's going to push you forward. It's going to move you along a little bit faster versus if you're trying to go towards, and there's no problem with that, but if you're trying to go after money, it's going to make it difficult in order to obtain the money because that's all you think about. But if you think about solving a problem and you have an innate passion, and because you've lived it before, then I think you're going to move a little bit faster. You're going to be a little bit more aggressive. You're going to be more passionate about it because you've experienced that thing and you want to solve it as quickly as you can.
That is a great insight, and I'll add to it. And you can validate this or not, that passion also will drive you through the tough spots.
I think so too. I might have a conflicting message about that though. I think passion can get you through a lot of things, but I also think passion is a lot of crap to some degree. Because I think in the very beginning, you will have passion. Right. In the very beginning, you will have that motivating factor. But I think at some point in time, you have to look upon the execution behind it and rely less on the passion. Because I think people who are starting out in the very early stage of businesses, especially startups in particular, they're like amped up. They're ready to go. Their passion is all hell. But what they lack is the fact that is the execution behind the idea. And so you could be as passionate as you possibly can in order to get you through those tough spots. But if you're not able to follow through and execute, then that passion is just going to fall by the wayside.
Passion helps you get that motivation, and motivation is that part of making that the rock. If you imagine the rock that's in your path, this big boulder, you have to get motivated to move that boulder, and it takes a lot of energy in the beginning to do that, to get up and make that happen. But once that boulder starts rolling, now we're talking about momentum, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And momentum is a whole different beast. I mean, you don't have to rely on the passion as much. Now you got to be executing and keep that thing moving, right?
Exactly.
So I'm going to hit you with some rapid fire questions. I want you to hit, kind of come back with me, single word or very short answers. And the first one is a single word. In one word, characterize your life as an entrepreneur.
I want to say gritty, like grit. Some type of something like that, like hands dirty type of thing.
Yeah, that's short answers. Here we go. Married or single?
Single.
Dinner and a movie out, or dinner at home and Netflix?
Oh, home, chilling, yeah, vibing, that's it.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, 100% Star Wars.
Really? You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Penji purple. I think we have a very different take on business, and we like to promote our diversity. We like to promote our forward thinking. So I would like the color to be called Penji as like a landmark to challenging the status quo to the average business.
Way cool. What are your hobbies?
I love working out. I love meditating. I love playing video games. I love reading comic books. I'm a huge nerd. So yeah, those are a few of my hobbies.
What's the current video game right now? What are you playing?
Fortnite is, probably like that one thing. But I've always been, my favorite game of all time, and I even have a tattoo around it, is Kingdom Hearts. So I am very, very excited for the new Kingdom Hearts that's about to come out in 2019.
What makes you happy?
I think just constantly making a positive change. I think those are the happiest moments. And that when I say positive change, it could be family related, it could be business related, but just like helping other people, I think that makes me happy. Having a good glass of wine and food, that definitely makes me happy. Those are a couple of things.
What sacrifices have you had to make to be a successful entrepreneur?
Everything. I literally risked everything for this. I've risked myself financially. I've risked relationships with friends. I've risked relationships with families. I've missed weddings and special events, birthdays, anniversaries. I've missed everything, and I've risked everything to be where I am today, and I wouldn't take any of it back.
If we finish the interview and you step outside the office and you find a lottery ticket that ends up winning $100 million, what do you do?
I've been asked this question before, and a lot of people are going to hear this and be like, oh, you know, it's BS or, you know, whatever. I would say a large portion of it I would just give away. I'm a very minimalistic person. If you were to see my house, if you see my apartment, and if you just, like, know me, you'll know that I'm very minimalistic. Like, I don't have things. The most things that I have are all comic book related. Like, I'm looking at right now Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet, which is like almost a replica size to what he would wear in the comics and movies. So like things like that are probably my most prized possession. So I would just give a lot of it away, but I want to make sure that I would give it to people who are doing good, and not just like giving it randomly as a charity. I don't believe in that. But, you know, it wouldn't be nice to buy a Tesla and hang out like that. That would just be pretty cool.
Ludicrous mode, right? Crazy fast. How do you find people, bring into your organization or on your team that care about the organization?
That is a very, very hard thing to do. And I think at the very end, regardless of who you bring on and find, we have talent and team members from all across the world. And so we find them via word of mouth. Like once you find one good employee, you say, hey, do you have a friend? And then they refer. So that's always helpful. But we've also found good people on random websites and social media. I think we have a very interesting onboarding process where we ask the question, what is your dream and how can we help you get there? And I think that genuine ask for what the other person's goals and ambitions are, and then us finding a way to help that person obtain their dream, regardless of what it is, that to me shows to them that we care a whole lot about your well-being. And in turn, they want to help us achieve what we want to accomplish because we're so invested into their success.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.